Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and a privilege to share with you the living word of God. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak to my lips the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice, that their ears are open to hear and their hearts open to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic angels and render your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and covenant with you. In the name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Luke, chapter 10. Again, that's Luke, chapter 10. And we're going to continue our teaching on the authority of the believer. The authority of the believer. Now, the translators of the King James Version translated many words, but the Greek words for power and authority, they didn't. Now, in Luke 10:19, Jesus is speaking. Now, I'm going to read this particular verse from the New Translation of the Modern Speech by Richard Francis Weymouth. And it says, I have given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions underfoot, and to trample on all the power of the enemy, and in no case shall anything do you harm. Now, the word power is mentioned twice in this verse. Two different words are found in the original Greek. What Jesus actually meant was, I had given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Amen. Now, the word serpent and scorpions mentioned here, Jesus is referring to the power of the devil, demons, evil spirits and all their cohorts. As believers, we need to realize we have authority over them. The question is, should the church today have less or need less authority than the church of the Lord Jesus Christ had in the first century? It would be foolish to think so, because our enemy, Satan, is the same. The benefit of our authority rests on the power that is behind that authority. God himself is the power behind our authority. Amen. The devil and his forces are obligated to recognize our authority. Once the believer completely understands that God's power is backing him or her, they can exercise their authority and face their enemy without any fear. Now the question is, what is authority? What is authority? Well, authority is simply delegated power given to us by our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We must cooperate with the Lord by faith. Jesus said the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us when we are born again and will guide us into all truth. That's why we need the Bible, our guidebook, because we can't follow the Holy Spirit into truth apart from the Bible. The Word of God is from the Spirit of God, written by men of old, given by the inspiration of God. The Word of God is the utmost importance, but you would never understand it with your head. You must understand it with your heart, your spirit man. But do not put the Spirit above the Word. Put the Word first and the Spirit second, and you'll be safe. Now please turn in your Bibles to Psalm 138. The book Psalm 138. And let's look at verse number 2. And it says, "For you have magnified your word above your name." So God has put his word above name. So that's why his word must come first in all you're doing. Strive first to be men and women of God. Then men and women of God filled with the Spirit of God. That is an excellent combination that can't be defeated. Amen. Now please go to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10 and 11. And it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." It says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Now, let me ask you a question. In that scripture, do you see anything that is missing? Do you see anything in missing? It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and put on the whole arm of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Do you see anything missing in that? Well, I was just going to say that we as believers must be continually clothed with our spiritual armor, and that scripture never tells us to remove it. That's what's missing. He never tells us to remove our armor. Our armor must be on 24/7, 365 days a year. We are in a war, a spiritual war, And in a war, your opponent is trying to take you out. Therefore, the believers must know the weapons of their warfare. We are told to put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. But notice what is noticeably missing from the verse. God never instructs us to remove our armor. Amen. Christians who put on their armor and engages in spiritual warfare is under attack. Spiritual warfare simply means to do the works of Jesus and taking authority over devil and all his demonic angels as we go about our daily lives. Understand, we're not talking about purposely trying to go head to head with Satan or some kind of prayer combat, but he will do everything in his power to keep you from coming into the knowledge of your authority over him. He will attempt to fight you in this area every step of the way, and more in this area than any subject. Even after you have come into the knowledge of this authority, Satan will oppose you and try to steal it from you. Remember, in the book of John, verse 10, it says, "The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and destroy." Amen. That's the only reason why Satan is coming, to try to steal something from you, to try to kill, and try to destroy. There will be trials, tests, and temptations. And sometimes there are people who will fail those tests. Go to Proverbs 24. Sometimes people will fail those tests. Proverbs 24, verse number 16. And it says, "For a righteous man may fall seven times and arises again." Amen. He might fall seven times, but he will rise again. You must understand that Satan wants you to give up and throw up your hands and say the authority of the believer won't work for you. But if that was true, then the whole Bible is a lie, because God is not a respecter person. Go to the book of Romans chapter 2. Again, Romans chapter 2, verse 11. And it says, "For there is no partiality with God." There is no partiality with God. Now go to Deuteronomy 10 right quick. Deuteronomy 10, verse 17. And it says, "For the Lord your God is God of God and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality or takes a bribe." So God shows no partiality. What he does for one, he's obligated by his word to do for the another, all things being equal. Amen. So stay obedient to the word of God and take your rightful position in Christ by the authority bestowed upon you through Christ Jesus. Now, please go to the book of Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. And please go to verse number 35. And it says, "Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great rewards." It says, "Do not cast away your confidence, which has great rewards." Believers will receive rewards for remaining true to God's word. Remain true by faith to what God has promised you. Amen. Now, we must understand also, because a lot of people come to the word of God for different reasons and sometimes for the wrong reasons. We do not come to God for the rewards. The rewards are automatic. We come to God because A, we love him, And B, we want to be obedient to his word. And once you have those two things conquered and working in your life, then the rewards are automatic. That's why the scripture tells us, I think it's in Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So these things will be added to you. You don't have to worry about them. As long as you're doing the things that God has told us to do according to his word. Amen. So don't come in with the wrong attitude. Don't come in with thinking that that you're going to get something. That's the wrong attitude. And the thing about it, God knows it. Because God knows your heart. Amen? Stay obedient to the word of God and take your rightful position in Christ by the authority bestowed upon you through Christ Jesus. Amen. And we have to understand that. God has given us authority over demon spirits, but not human wills. Let me repeat that. God has given us authority over demon spirits, but not human wills. If we look at the book of the beginnings and we look at creation, we can see in verse 26, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. It says over the birds, over the fish, over the cattle, and everything that creeps. But he never tells us to have dominion over another human being. You cannot have dominion or authority over another human being's will. Amen. But he has given us authority over demon spirits. Please go to the book of Acts, chapter 16. Acts, chapter 16. Now, I will be reading this particular verse also from the New Testament of Modern Speech by Richard Francis Weymouth. Acts 16, verse 16 to 18. And it says this. Now, we're talking about authority over demon spirits. It says, one day, as we were on our way to the place of prayer, a slave girl met us who had a spirit of divination. In other words, she melts in evil spirits, and she dealt with storytelling and fortune telling, and was accustomed to bringing her owners large profits by telling fortune. So she made money for her masters by telling fortunes. Verse 17. She kept following close behind Paul and the rest of us, crying aloud, these men are the servants of the Most High God and are proclaiming to you the way of salvation. Verse 18. This she persisted in for a considerable time, until Paul, in vexation, turned around and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to depart from her. And it departed immediately. Amen. So we see here in this scripture or this event that we have authority over demons, and we can control them as far as our lives and our family's lives are concerned. But we cannot always control them when other people's are concerned, because that person's free will comes into play. Amen. Now, we have to understand, although the devil does know some things, he is not all-knowing or omniscient like God is. Because of his psychic powers, he can see that the devil knows some things. But some fortune tellers do predict even events that comes to pass. The devil even knows some of your thoughts, because mind readers often can read your mind and tell what you are thinking. They don't know, and they don't do that by the power of God, but they do can read your mind. You have been given free will to make your own decisions and choices in life. And because the system was created that way, we cannot violate one's decision and not even God can violate another person's free will. If people want to live in sin, they can. If they want to be free, they can be free. But as long as they don't want to be free, neither Jesus nor anybody can set them free. You can't go around indiscriminately exercising authority over the devil in somebody else's life. You have authority over your own life and your own family, but you can't cast out the devil over anyone you want to on the street. You just can't walk down the street and say, well, I cast you out in the name of Jesus. No, it doesn't work that way. Even if they do have the devil in them, because they have authority over their own lives. But when they want help, that's another matter. It's strange, though, because sometimes even spirit-filled people do not want the help. Let me point something out to you here. You don't have to exercise spiritual authority on behalf of other people per se. You got to have the manifestation of the Spirit of God. That's why many are failing. They are trying to deal with spirits without the Word of God, discerning the spirits, or the unction of the Holy Spirit. Let me repeat that. Let me point this out to you. You don't just exercise spiritual authority on behalf of other people per se. You got to have the manifestation of the Spirit of God. That's why many are failing. They are trying to deal with spirits without the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, or any unction of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says concerning the ministry of Jesus that he cast spirits out with his word. It also says that he cast them out by the Spirit of God. It wasn't just his word speaking apart from the Spirit of God. In the 12th chapter of Matthew, the Pharisees were accusing Jesus of casting out demons by Beelzebub, the prince of the devil. But it's interesting, Jesus replied in verse number 28 saying, but if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Now, Jesus' argument here was that the casting out of demons proved the validity of the kingdom come to the Israel by the Spirit of God. Their Messiah, their King had come, but they did not know it. They did not recognize him as King. Amen? Now, we know from the word that we have spiritual authority, but we must depend upon the Holy Spirit to help us in ministering authority. We cannot do it by ourselves. As I mentioned earlier, if the devil attacks you, you have authority over him because you have authority over your own life. You can tell him to leave your house immediately. You can also control situations as long as people are in your presence. Let me repeat that. You can also control situations as long as people are in your presence. Now, let me give you an example. We used to live in California, and we know that the entire West Coast is known to have earthquakes. Now, we have been around family members and friends that have expressed that earthquakes are inevitable and they will happen. But I have, and Dr. Michelle have expressed to them, as long as they are in our presence, that will never happen. Amen? You see, we control that situation as long as we were there in the presence, but we could not control it when they are away from us. Jesus told us in John He says, the works that he do, we will even do even greater than him. We just have to find out what works did Jesus do and do the same thing. Amen. The word tells us, according to your faith, be it done unto you. You have to be trained to exercise spiritual authority over yourselves. There was another time we were going somewhere. I can't remember exactly, but we had to take a flight out of Los Angeles. And as we were loading the plane, there was a gentleman that sat across from me, and he made this comment. Oh, I'm kind of afraid to fly. And I looked over and told him, I said, don't worry. As long as I'm on the plane, you don't have anything to worry about. Everything's going to be fine. Well, you know, everything's going to be fine also because I'm out of time. But I thank you for joining us. But please join us next week when we continue our teaching on the authority of the believer. But until then, please remember these words from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It just simply says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. May the blessings of God continue to pour over you and your family. God bless you. See you next week.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.